Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
I've come to realize that mainstream people have no idea how the supply chain works. I mean, I've known this, you've known this too. People think that products just magically are teleported onto the shelves of grocery stores or Walmarts or Home Depots or whatever, because they don't see the whole operation. They don't know that a lot of the goods at Home Depot, let's say, even a lot of food items at the grocery store, they start in China. You know, they come out of a factory, but the factory has to have raw materials coming in, has to be transport infrastructure. And then out of the factory, it gets put on pallets and it gets packaged and then trucked to the port and then, you know, forklifts loaded up into containers and then giant cranes load the containers onto the ships, right? And then the ships sail 3 to 4 weeks across the Pacific Ocean to dock at a U.S. port, typically on the West Coast. And then the whole thing is reversed with the cranes and the forklifts and the trucks. And then the trucks truck it typically to a distribution hub. For example, Lowe's, you know, the hardware store Lowe's, they have a giant hub in Wyoming. I think it's in Cheyenne. And Home Depot's got a few hubs here and there. And then at the hubs, there are people and logistics software that figure out which products need to be loaded on which trucks that are headed for certain stores. So there's a truck going to, you know, every store every day, essentially. And the same thing happens with grocery stores, etc. Anyway, then there's a bunch of forklifts in the hub that are, you know, rolling around, moving pallets and moving boxes onto the trucks that go to the stores. And then the trucks get to the stores. And then the people at the stores then have to unload the trucks with forklifts and, you know, pallet jacks, which are sort of hand-dragged devices that you can drag pallets around with. We have a bunch of them at our warehouse, obviously. And then people have to manually take the stuff out of those boxes, open up the cases, and then stock it on the shelves. And that happens at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning when nobody is there. I mean, when customers aren't there. So that's why the average American thinks that products just magically appear. It's not magic. It's a complex supply chain, and it's all breaking down. And so I recently released my song called Empty Shelves. That people love the song. I had former cops listening to it. They were just laughing so hard that they thought it was so funny, which is my intent. It's a satire song. Anyway, it's called Empty Shelves. You can check it out at music.brighteon.com if you want to download the MP3 and watch the music video, which is illustrated in a style of Japanese anime with a Mad Max theme. It's pretty funny. But anyway, I had some pushback from a couple of people who are not our regular listeners, okay? So not people who are educated like you, not people who are red pill, just some people who, like, somebody shared it with, and word got back to me, and they were like, there's not going to be empty shelves, and you're just trying to scare people. Like, okay. That's great. Explain to me how there won't be empty shelves when the complex supply chain that restocks the shelves has come to a grinding halt, where ships aren't leaving the ports in China anymore. I mean, not anywhere near the normal level. Maybe it's down by half. Ships aren't arriving at the ports in Seattle and California. And trucking companies are laying off people left and right because the transportation demand has fallen through the floor. And so the trucks aren't rolling. The ships aren't sailing. The products aren't getting delivered, and the math ain't mathing. So how, you tell me, by what magic or voodoo do products appear on the shelves when the supply chain that delivers those products doesn't function? And honestly, the typical American normie person, meaning just kind of like an uninformed, you know, NPC, they've never thought about it. They don't know. They don't know where anything comes from. And they're the ones that are going to be shocked, even scared, you know, panicked when the shelves start to go empty. Now, I'm not saying that all the shelves are going to be empty, because not everything comes from China. Overall, I don't even know the percentage, but it depends on the industry. So for hardware and tools, you know, maybe it's 70% from China, but for grocery stores and food, maybe it's 15%. I don't know. It varies. So all the shelves won't be empty, but a lot of shelves will be empty. And they'll be empty for the things that American people repeatedly need to buy in order to function. And yes, I'm talking about appliances. I'm talking about parts, even auto parts, you know, oil filters, things like that, electronics, communications, routers and microchips and all kinds of things. Even the circuit boards that go into things like refrigerators, etc. Those are going to be in short supply. And so the U.S. assemblers that assemble these things so they can say made in America, you know, made in America by robots using parts from China is typically the situation. They're not going to be able to get all those parts. And so how are they going to make it in America when their supply chain was what's called intermediate goods? These are the goods that are used by manufacturers in order to make products. The intermediate goods supply chain is also breaking down. So you tell me, because I don't know how is there a wizard? Does Gandalf work with Trump at the White House? And Gandalf, he has his tariffs. Thou shalt not pass. And then no imports from China. And then Gandalf says, restock the shelves magically, you know, and then everything appears on the shelves. Like, that's the only explanation you can come up with if you think that there are going to be no shortages. Or in the case of just most people, they just don't think about it. They're just not thinking about it. They're too busy thinking about, you know, Friday night going out drinking or taking the next celebrity cruise or whatever, or, you know, just silly things, sports scores or whatever. I don't pay any attention to any of that stuff. But a lot of people focus on that. And so they're going to go to the store one day and they're going to be like, hey, you know, my wife sent me here to get a toaster. There are no toasters. You know, there are no blenders. And then they go to the hardware store. There are no parts. There's no PVC adapters. Like, what's going on? And, you know, then they're going to find out, oh, yeah, China stopped shipping everything 2 months ago. And now the ripple effect is kicking in and you've got no products on these shelves. And they're like, well, how long is it going to last? And you're like, well, you know, how's your calendar look for the rest of this year? I only need one part. Yeah, today. And I know you can't, your car doesn't run without that part. Your house doesn't get built without that one part. You know, your kitchen sink doesn't work without the one part and the part's gone. Good luck. It's going to be a lot of people buying 3D printers and trying to print the parts they need, which is tricky because the printed parts aren't as strong as, you know, brass and steel and whatever. And then you have to get 3D design software and know how to use it and everything, which is a whole learning curve. I've been through that and it's, you know, it's tricky. So there you go. The good news is for you listening, you do have a head start compared to the normies. There's still probably a couple of weeks buffer here. Maybe 3 weeks, maybe four, maybe if we're lucky, five or six, depending on where you are, depending on the product type and the supply chain status, inventory status. You might have 6 weeks before something runs out. Or you might have three. It's coming. You might have two. I don't know. Depends on the product. So stock up now while you can, stay informed, and keep listening to my podcast at brighteon.com. You can check out my articles now. I'm publishing typically now one article per day. I'm back on track thanks to our AI engine that's helping me with all the research. So I'm doing an article a day at naturalnews.com. I'd taken about a year and a half off of writing articles each day because I was working on the AI system. Now the AI is helping me. So it gives me all the research that I need to write my articles. It's freaking awesome. That's Enoch, and we're releasing it for free shortly at brighteon.ai. Just working on the last minute user interface details on that. So check it out. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. Take care. Welcome to the Mother's Day special sale event at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. And we appreciate moms everywhere. We love you for what you do, your love for the world, for bringing
fellow human beings into this world and teaching them how to live in a healthy, uplifted way. That's really important. So we've put together these great discount kits for you. One of them is called Mom's Energy Support Kit. And how much energy does the mom in your life need? She needs enough energy to slap you silly if you say something inappropriate, probably. So in order to help you achieve that, go ahead and show what's on my desk here. We've got the Mom's Energy Support Kit. It's got organic bee pollen. It's got fair trade organic freeze-dried instant coffee, Groovy Bee Organic MCT oil, concentrated mineral drops, that's the one you see in the background there, and 100% organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee that's honey processed from Honduras. All of this is available to help the mom in your life. Maybe she's the mom of your children. Maybe you're the mom, or maybe you're a mom who also has a mom and you want to help your mom be recognized for all the love and joy that she has given to the world. This is a great way to do it, especially if your mom loves high quality coffee, right? So check it out, healthrangerstore.com. Now, a couple of things. This is discounted about 26% compared to buying these separately. Also, you get double points during this whole sale event, which ends May 11th. So double points, it's equivalent to about 10% back on your purchase in points that you can use on future purchases. And then on top of that, we also have other kits that you may want to consider that have free gifts, such as Mom's Ultimate Pamper Kit, as well as Mom's Aromatherapy Oasis Kit, which are also seriously discounted. In one case, more than 40% discounted for the Pamper Kit with a free gift of a pine needle spray. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com/Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And notice that I did not call you birthing persons. I called you moms, because that's the truth. You're the mom, and society should recognize you for your contributions. Thank you so much. We appreciate you and your support at healthrangerstore.com.